Play Cape Talk.
Join the conversation the smart way.
This is Cape Talk.
Let's take a look at the entertainment offerings for the week ahead. And we're going to start, as usual, with Craig Falk, who's deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, chatting to us about what to look out for on the small screen. Craig, always great to have you with us. What is it about the spectacle of other people learning to dance that just keeps us coming back for more and more and more? Maybe it's just wishing we could do it. I don't know, Craig. But tonight there's a new season of Dancing on Ice beginning, the British version, correct?
It's season 12 on RTV Choice. That's DSTV 123 at 8 in the evening. You know, who doesn't love sparkles and skating? It really is one of those really fun things. Because I don't know if you've been ice skating. I can't.
I've tried, I should say. I wouldn't say I've done it. I've tried.
So, you know, watching celebrities now out of the element and being thrown into something as daunting as this, it's a really fun reality show to be watching. What's really nice about this season is it's the first to feature a same-sex pair. Okay. Ian H. from 2000's pop band Steps is hitting the ice with professional skater Matt Evers.
I remember Steps. Okay, I bet he's got a couple of steps, or whatever you call them in ice skating. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Just doing it on a dance floor alone on your own two feet is hard enough. To see them doing it while skating at the same time is always remarkable. So that's Friday night, this night, 8 o'clock on Channel 123. And then for a local reality TV helping, Craig, there's a new season of The Bachelor ASA kicking off.
Yeah, season 2 is starting on Thursday, the 13th of February on Mnet at 7 in the evening. It's an extra long episode as our new Bachelor, Mark Buckner, meets and greets the 24 young ladies fighting for his heart. Hopefully this time the Mr. gets his forever after. You know, I'm not a big reality fan. I love TV, but not reality doesn't bite me. But season 1 of The Bachelor really had me. It had me every single week sitting glued to the screen to watch. And I love the fact that it's local and it's really well done.
Okay, so that's The Bachelor SA Season 2 kicking off on Thursday on Mnet at 7 p.m. And then just a heads up, it's Oscar night on Sunday night. And Craig, that always means that Monday's schedule on Mnet gets shifted around a bit.
Yeah, it's from 9 in the evening on Monday the 10th of February. So, you know, things just move out a week. But, you know, it's the Oscars. You have to watch it.
Are they doing it live? If those who want to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever it is, is there going to be a live broadcast?
I think there is a live broadcast. But for the normal people, who aren't up at that time. And there are a couple of new awards this season. They're also doing a no-host effort, which is going to be interesting because it's the Oscars and it's the prim and proper one.
Yeah, it's a lot more sedate than the Golden Globes would have been. Okay, so if you don't want to get up in the middle of the night to watch it live, stay tuned for Monday evening on Mnet, the broadcast starting at 9 p.m. Okay, let's take a look at some interesting stuff on the streaming services, and we'll start on Showmax with a series I've seen and really enjoyed, Craig. It's a new take on Les Miserables.
Yes, the 8-episode drama miniseries, everyone knows the story. It's adapted from Victor Hugo's classic novel. What's really nice about this one is that it's got this whole new, fresh feel to it. It's got Dominic West, Lily Collins. It really is a really nice, fresh take on it. And, you know, there's cameos like Olivia Colman from The Crown.
Yeah.
It's really put together properly. The costumes, the sets, the scenes, the landscapes, everything is just the way it should be.
I really enjoyed it. Just a heads up to the audience, this is the non-musical version. For me, that was a good thing. There was no moping Anne Hathaway. We didn't have to deal with Russell Crowe singing. It's a dramatic take on the classic story and really, really well done. Highly recommended. So Les Mis is available on Showmax. What's your pick of the week on Netflix?
There's a new supernatural horror series coming called Lock and Key. 10 episodes. It follows 3 siblings who move back to their ancestral home with their mother after their father is killed. And there's this whole supernatural vibe. There's a mystery around his death. And they find these keys that give them supernatural powers. It's not as supernatural as the supernatural show, but it's also not as dark as Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, also on Netflix. But there's a lot of hype behind it. It's based on a best-selling comic book of the same name. And there were actually plans in 2011 for a movie and a TV series back then that just didn't get picked up. And so now it's really hyped up, and I think it's going to be really good.
Okay, 10 episodes of Lock and Key coming on Netflix this week. Craig, thanks for the recommendations. We'll chat again next week.
Always a pleasure.
Cheers. What's happening on the big screen this weekend? Let's find out from our entertainment reporter, Chanel September.
It's Master Jojo. You're a top man. Prepare to leave the house.
Today you boys will be involved in such activities as war games, ambush techniques, and blowing stuff up.
I don't think I can do this.
Of course you can.
I thought we'd start this week off with a snippet of the film Jojo Rabbit. The film tells the story of a lonely German boy who discovers that his mother is hiding a Jewish girl in their attic. Aided only by his imaginary friend Adolf Hitler, Jojo must confront his blind nationalism as World War II continues to rage on. It's a comedy drama which stars Roman, Griffin Davis, Thomason, McKenzie, Scarlett Johansson and Rebel Wilson. In the director's chair is Taika Waititi. The film certainly has Oscar buzz with 6 nominations under its belt. I would recommend you give this film a watch. Next on my list of what to watch this weekend is the film Dark Waters. A corporate defense attorney takes on an environmental lawsuit against a chemical company that exposes a lengthy history of pollution.
You knew. Still, you did nothing.
Tom Hayes is in the director's chair. It stars Mark Ruffalo, Anne Hathaway, and Tim Robbins.
How many did you lose?
190.
190 cows.
You tell me, nothing's wrong here.
It's a small matter for a family friend. Help a guy needs it.
The farmer or you? That's chemicals, I'm telling you.
I'm seeing documents. I don't understand.
They're hiding something.
And our last film to watch this week is...
This all started when the Joker and I broke up. It was completely mutual. And soon enough, I was back on my feet, ready to embrace the fierce goddess within.
It's all so quiet.
Now that I've cut ties with Mr. J, I'm about to learn that a lot of people want me dead.
All alone.
And at the top of that list is this guy.
The superhero film is based on DC Comics' team Birds of Prey. It's the 8th film in the DC Extended Universe and a follow-up to Suicide Squad. It stars Margot Robbie and Mary Elizabeth Winstead and is directed by Kathy Yan. That's me, Chanel September. I'll be back next week with more movie hits and misses.